You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Proof Text. I'm Michael Halcombe, and this is a Greek vocabulary episode, which means we're interested in growing our Greek vocabulary. We've been looking for a long time at Greek roots, and today we're looking at another one. It's the Greek root omikron mu, om. Now, in Erasmian, you're going to hear this pronounced ham, because you got that rough breathing mark at the beginning, but here in the Koine Era pronunciation, we just say om, smooth breathing mark. And this is where you get words like homo, and so it has to do with sameness or likeness, right? Homosexual is same sex. Literally, that's what it means. So this is what we're going to look at. I'm going to pull up stepbible.org, and we are going to look at some examples. So let's do this. All right, so I got the keyboard set to Greek, and there we go. You can see when I type this in, I get a number of options. If I hit the longer list, you can see I get words like homeopathes, like, homeos, like, homeotes, likeness, homeo, to liken, homeoma, likeness, homeos, similarity or likeness, homeosis, likeness, homoloieo, and some of this has to do with homily, these still speaking. In other words, and we get omophron and so on and so forth. Omos, but let's go back up and look at omios, and you see we get some examples. For example, in Matthew 11:16, we have omua estin pedius kathemenus indes agores. In Matthew 13:31. We have omua estin e vasilia ton uranon koko synapeos. So the kingdom of heaven, the heavens, is the same as or like. And you get this all over the place, especially in Matthew. You see it there in Matthew 13:33 and 13:44. The buried treasure one. Omua estin e vasilia ton uranon tesavro ke krumeno endo agro. And let's look at a different text other than Matthew. We don't, I guess, have this occurring in Mark. We do have it in Luke. We have Luke 6:47 and 48 and 49. We have estin omnios, and in 6:48, omnios estin anthropo yukodomundi yukian os escapsin. Man building a house like this, so the same as this. And it keeps going on and on and on with this omu that we see in like Luke 7:32 and 12:36. It's pretty common, and we see this outside of the Gospels a little bit too. We see in Acts and Galatians, keta omua tutus, and so on and so forth. Again, this has to do with likeness or sameness. All right, my friends, I'm going to stop there and say I hope that helps.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.